that December cold air. Baby, it's cold outside.
New year. Could use some new weather. It's cold outside. Why do I live here?
The first snow is happening. Let's go play in it. Build snowman. Santa, be careful. It's a blizzard wonderland.
Is it snowing tonight? Gosh, I'm going to have to scrape my car. I'm going to have to shovel the driveway. And I think this is a women's coat.
The air is cold, but my heart couldn't be warmer. Who's hungry? The baked potato stew will be ready shortly.
Air is cold, heart's cold, feet are cold. Just baked potatoes are stupid.
Tell me how the January cold, I mean, 10 days goes by, and I was so happy on the first snow 10 days ago. Jolly little boy. Mm-hmm. Now I'm depressed.
You know what it is? Earth's axis.
It did the...
Yep, Tropics of Candy Corn.
I think that made sense to me.
Yeah.
Tropics of Candy Corn.
I couldn't even say the joke right.
Oh, dude, it's so cold. I think it's finally going to warm up a little, but...
Yeah, right when we're about to head out of town.
I posted a little, like, Honest Winter Thoughts, our classic vid, and, I mean, there's people commenting like, yeah, woke up to negative 27 up here in Fargo.
Whew.
That's...
I would like to go far away from there.
They deserve government funding, honestly. Do my taxes to them. We're back. Correct opinions. Love you guys. Enjoy a word from our sponsors. So thanks for your love and your candy corn.
Candy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Hey, we talked about it in the beginning, but speaking of Fargo, I just got my first ever offer to do comedy because of the tour, and it's in Fargo.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Give me the deets.
I think they saw me at the Minneapolis show, and
they're like, this guy is pale. He has Fargo written all over him.
They would love him.
Oh,
in the Dakotas. And awesome. And email back, I was like, yeah, I'm very interested. And honestly, I'm always looking for any reason to go to Fargo in the winter. So yeah, actually, I'm going to give you lower than my normal rate just because I want to come there.
What's the organization? Is it a...
I'll give you one guess.
A cattle company.
Church.
Okay, well, that's what my guess was, but
yeah,
was
to be cattle fun. Company. Yeah, remember Kadoka, South Dakota, or whatever? Remember we did that for a video?
That was funny.
We looked up a funny.
I just like small town south. I think I just perused Google Maps and something popped up that said Kadoka.
Kadoka, like, that's funny sounding. I like
but
that.
Then it's funny when you mess up in videos, like little details. Like we just posted a woke parent to jean shorts.
Yes,
and very subtle. You're like, I'm with the three kids. Everyone's commenting like. Liberals would never have that many kids. We're like, that's a good detail.
Didn't think about that.
We did. I'm like, I'm Bucky Bronson. I'm trying out for American Idol from Kadoka, South Dakota, but I talked like I was from Alabama. Like, I love how the South Dakota guy has a Southern accent. Like, yeah, I didn't.
I'm Bucky Bronson.
Yeah, I should have been like, I'm Bucky Bronson. No, what? That was Conor McGregor.
Oh, jeez, dude. It's like a
Bucky Bronson. No. That's Irish. But I'm good at this. But. Bucky Bronson, don't you know?
It'd be like, hey, man, I'm Bucky. No. Dang it, I almost had it. That's Italian. Shoot.
With a tingle bong bong. Is that?
Almost. I think that's still Irish, though.
Oh.
I don't know. Accents are tricky.
Anyway.
Anyway, okay, might be going to Fargo.
So you're in negotiation.
Yes. I said, look, I love that you're interested. I'm going to have you talk to my agent, though. Agent is me with a different email address.
Smart.
I go in, say, hey, this is Mr. Chandycorn. And I go in and I really drive a hard bargain.
You're just like, it's just like me at jakesmanager.com.
Yeah.
Buy that domain.
It's just so obvious. Yeah. Not Jake at definitelyjakesmanager.
Yeah.
.net. No, I didn't do any of that. Yeah. So I just emailed him back and I was like, yeah, let me know. It's like our only free weekend in February. So obviously there's a little bit of a bummer. It's like, the one weekend at home might be leaving again, but oh well. Fun experience. Hey,
see if it makes sense. That's good. I'm glad that's finally happening. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So shout out to North. It took going to Minneapolis to get
What do they
hired.
Want you to do?
Like how long? I think somewhere around 30 minutes or so. It's like a young adults night at church.
That's good. This is a fun church because I will say your material is great. It's not like it's PG, but some churches, like I did that little benefit church thing in Springfield.
Yeah,
Missouri.
My old home church.
Oh, yeah. That was Small World. And the woman was just like, and just, I mean, please, for the love of God, like, don't say any bad words. Don't say anything about da 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 da. I was like, okay. And I was hired for 30, and that was my, I have probably 90 minutes of stuff I could do, but I was like, I have 30 minutes of like.
Of like G-rated.
Like the G-est of G-rated.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like I, so it's cool because you do some fun like poop jokes and stuff. So
be fun.
Some and... even like that. Like the old people thought it was very immature. You joked about the Tijuana two-step. We have people here from Tijuana. We're very...
That's not cool. They're proud members. They just got back from a mission trip there. Mm-hmm. How do you think that makes them feel?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I first got started, I feel like I had more churchy jokes that I've now taken out of it. So I can like put some of those back in there, I think.
Well, what I'd encourage you to do... When I went to the church, that was my... I'd only done a couple of church shows, but I went up there and it was a Baptist church, which is my bread and butter. You know? That's where I grew up. So I immediately made a few just off the dome jokes. And that was like the best all night. So yeah, you know church culture. I would literally write 5 to 10 minutes of just church jokes that you've never tried before.
But just know that they're going to work. Yeah.
Because it's, you just know it so well. So
yeah.
That's what I would do.
But we're both going to be performing this week, not for churches.
That's right.
For common folk.
Well, we're going to Salt Lake.
We are going to two shows back to back at Salt Lake City. Huge church. You got any new stuff coming? You going to write LDS jokes?
No, I don't know. I mean, maybe a couple, but nothing.
Yeah.
Just 20 minutes of Mormon jokes. LDS.
Yes, good.
Rebrand. Yeah. Do you see Kevin Hart's going to be at that Salt Lake venue the next weekend?
It's amazing. It's so funny. It's insane.
He's like the best-selling comedian on earth, but he's obviously very urban. He did just add a third show there. For a while there, we were going to do...
The exact same amount.
The same amount, but...
Yeah, I mean, he can sell out the Madison Square Garden if he's in New York City, but when he's in Salt Lake City, you guys are the same level.
He sells
trachea
numbers. Yeah. So, I mean, I think his tickets sell for three times as many dollars, but...
Mm.
No.
I don't know.
He,
if they were bought at a different time than inflation, you know.
So get your tickets. We got, we're coming. I was nervous. Who knows? But no one's shutting down anything, baby. We're rolling.
We're rolling.
Just, you know, bring a box of tissues and do what you need to do.
Whether you have a cold or you might cry.
Or Tijuana two-step.
Because it's going to be such an emotional show.
So get Boise. San Diego, San Jose.
You're supposed to pronounce it with like a soft Boise. S. Boise. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's like Brazil.
It is exactly like Brazil.
Yeah. They're very similar cultures.
Yes.
You're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You're going to be in Fargo. We should do a show in Fargo. You let me know how it is. You probably won't get out and about a lot because it'll be...
Chilly.
Let
me look what Fargo February weather looks like. I've been to Fargo before. I've been in the limelight in my only other time in Fargo. I was on the local news.
Well, there you go. So you're basically about to take over Fargo.
Every time I go to Fargo, it's for something pretty important.
Yeah. I want to go to North Dakota, one of the like three states I haven't been to.
Yeah, because you've been to South Dakota, because you saw those presidents in the wood.
Uh-huh.
Rock.
Got rocks. It. No, it's amazing the rocks could form, like, just naturally formed like that.
Yeah, and people can still be atheists and not believe... That God can create. He knew who those four presidents were going to be.
And they just appeared in the rock face?
That's amazing.
It's an amazing... I mean, I can't believe there's not more people there. Because it is worth the travels to get there.
To me, it made sense that part of the the setting for National Treasure 2 Book of Secrets took place at Mount Rushmore. Mm. I was like, thank goodness it's getting some time on the silver screen.
Yeah.
Not enough movies highlighting one of...
Not enough.
The modern
Nick
Marvel.
Cage is making a comeback, by the way.
Is he? What's he up to?
He's got a cool new movie coming out. He was in some movie that I heard was good last year. I don't know either.
So he's making a comeback.
But he's last doing movies again. And he's being smart. He's kind of embracing his meme-age. And that's the best thing you can do when you're in that position.
Lean into it. Like, yeah, I'm a little off my rocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
I watched... Last week we talked about the movie Don't Look Up. I was able to watch the first 3/4 of it yesterday. Haven't finished it.
Thoughts? It's definitely definitely about climate change. Remember, we were like, how was it too?
How was about COVID?
Sorry, Rectis. Yeah. Everyone was like, these idiots.
I learned the very next day. Whatever. Like,
well, it's just... We don't even think of climate change because we agree... Total hoax.
Yeah. Climate change is so not on my radar.
Oh, yeah.
We talked a few weeks ago about the plane tickets I'm buying to send planes.
We're trying to accelerate it. Yeah. We're like, we believe in it so much, we want it to continue.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I call it climate changing because it is so in the moment. It's present tense.
We bought so much real estate at like 3 miles inland in Florida. You give us a few decades, we're going to have $20 million listings.
Oceanfront property.
Oceanfront. Yeah. So we're on board.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that was underrepresented in the movie. There's mm-hmm. people like, we believe in it or we don't. They should make people like, we want the comet to hit because we live on the other side of the world.
Uh-huh.
And...
Yeah. It
looks cool.
Anyway, pretty good movie. Held my attention. I like any movie that starts off hot. Like, you know, the first like few minutes, I was like, oh, I'm into this. Also, this weekend, I watched Unforgivable. What do you know about that movie?
I saw it on the top 10 on Netflix. I go, oh, Sandra Bullock. She's a star. Let me look at the reviews. Bad reviews. Didn't click on it.
Oh, it had bad reviews.
You liked it?
Well, now I feel weird giving it my review. I liked it.
Oh,
thought it was good. She looks like a wax figure when you scroll through Netflix. You're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
She moves very, you know, waxy in this movie. But also, I don't know if I'd watched a movie in 2 months. So that could have been why. I was like, dang, that was good. I don't know when the last time I saw a new movie was.
You forget about movies. They make those a lot.
I literally said, you forget about movies.
Those are good.
But no, it's, I don't know, held my interest.
Sandra Bullock. We need more women named Sandra. You don't see a lot of Sandras.
You don't, and they're never beautiful when you do see them.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding, Sandra listeners out there. You look great.
Sandra, don't unsubscribe.
I always get Sandra Bullock and Anne Hathaway mixed up. Mm. Also, Anne Hathaway makes it seem like I'm pronouncing it wrong and I have a lisp. But no, that's how it's spelled. Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway. Will Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Anne passed away.
Where there's a Will Hathaway.
Speaking of, R.I.P. Bob Saget.
Yes.
Full House. Grew up with a guy. I did. He was my dad.
Yeah. He's a nice... When I think of Bob Saget, unfortunately, one of the first things I think of was, remember the guy who went viral back in the day, Tourette's guy? Yes. And he would yell Bob Saget as an expletive?
Oh.
You remember that? In like ninth grade, it was a really right. popular thing that. To yell Bob that. Saget.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah, remember
that?
Yeah. That was like a thing.
Okay. Well, wait, I'm glad you're honoring him in that way. My favorite memory.
Me and Bob? Yeah. Remember when I used to pretend he was a cuss word?
Full House. And then he was in Fuller House, too, right?
Was he? Didn't check that one out.
I checked it out once or one or two episodes. Our moms loved it.
Yeah. But yeah, rest in peace, Bobby. You were a good guy from what I could tell from the internet and the TV.
Why don't you yell out Bob Saget for us?
Bob Saget.
That's how you said it?
Yeah. How'd that sound?
Sounded, it makes sense when you say
sound
it.
Sound like a memorial.
Dadgummit. Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It feels good. R.I.P. Yeah. That's too bad.
Betty White.
Heaven just became a Fuller House.
Oh, jeez. Hey, I think it's pretty bright in heaven. You know why? Because everyone's getting a little tanner. How about that? I'll raise you one.
Hey, heaven... It's normal for your weird single uncle to live with you.
Why is that?
I don't know where you're
going. Because Bob Saget's there.
Because Bob Saget's there. Okay. Bob Saget. I don't know. That's too bad. I guess it's just very unexpected. Or did you see it coming?
No. Okay. I was trying to think what I saw. They said, like, no foul play, right? He's just like, they don't know what happened?
Yeah.
He did show the night before.
Yeah. I don't think they fully know. I don't think... that's been released yet.
A lot of people say they want to die doing what they love, so maybe he just got what he wanted.
That's a pretty way to, yeah.
I had a buddy who died doing what he loved. He was trying to see if wolves were ticklish.
What's his name?
That's what he asked us to call him.
Good guy. What'd he do for a living?
It was kind of hard to pin down what he did. He loved going and eating. He called them salads, but I don't know what was in it. I don't know. I don't know what he did for a living. Good plumber.
How'd you meet him? Good plumber.
Craigslist deal, actually. Oh, Craigslist. Cool. I didn't know I was doing a Craigslist deal. He showed up on my porch and said, "I'm here for the shoes." And I was like, "Oh, no, for sure." So he gave me $60. I gave him some shoes.
Do you have to, like,
he was at the wrong address.
Like, defecate them in them first. Here for the poop shoes. It's Craigslist, man. You never know.
Yeah,
have you ever messed with Craigslist?
Have I ever messed with it?
Have you ever made a deal on Craigslist?
I've sold.
Dude, I tried once years ago. I was like selling. Oh, I had a spare phone.
What for?
I did like a Samsung deal. So I had a Samsung Galaxy. Not like a burner. Oh, I can get some like $400 Samsung brand new Galaxy unused, and I just started getting random texts from what's gotta be people with misdemeanors just going, "Yo, I'll give you 3 used controllers and a Mr. Goodsense gift card." Just crazy stuff. Not even exaggerating. "Yo, I'll give you a golf driver and a Blockbuster shirt.
I'll give you 3 short karate lessons and $25.
Yeah. I'll let you tickle my wolf.
Take it or leave it.
I was like, no, just give me money or don't talk to me. And I just stopped dealing with it. I sold it on eBay and got scammed and made no money.
Awesome.
So I showed them.
Yeah, you got the Craigslist community. Yep. Take that.
I would have loved to have 3 use controllers. Got nothing.
I remember I used to have this old pinball machine. Like, real life, like, should be an arcade, but it's in my living room. Loudest thing on earth. Like,
yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, imagine the Apollo 11 taking off. It was that loud when you played it.
Pinball machines. I hate pinball machines. When we go to like an arcade, like, no one can beat me in pinball. You just watch guy. You just go. And it's just nonsense. The score's just going up. You're like, I don't know how any of this is happening.
Dude, that's the thing, though. Once you get
to know. I got a new ball somehow.
Once you get to know a machine, then you know exactly how it works. Then it's kind of fun. You know how to get like the free ball. It's like tickling a wolf. You never forget. Oh. And always don't forget the nipples. That's what I always say when wolf tickling.
It's delicate. They're too hard on those buttons.
The bumpers are important. Yeah. Small presses on the buttons. But anyway. Oh, it broke one day. So I was like, well, had a good run. And these things weigh, you know, what a military Humvee weighs, you know, just trying to get rid of it. So I was like, hey, just took a picture of it. Like, doesn't work, but if anyone wants to try and repair it, you can just have it for free. I've never gotten more bites on a dating app, on a text message, on an email, on a Fargo inquiry than I got on a free pinball machine. It was nuts. And then I have all these people in my inbox wanting this. I guess it's very valuable. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess I could have sold it for $1,000, but
I don't know.
Just pick it up.
Anyway, so in my email, which is definitely not the most like easy way to do it, but I'm kind of in the midst of this bidding war now. People are just freely offering, like, I'll give you money for it, actually, because I want it. Like, people know this is a hot commodity, and I'm the idiot. One guy offered me a three-wheeler, like an ATV, but only 3 wheels.
With his wife?
You know, I might have misinterpreted. It came with an attachment, but it wouldn't let me download it, so I don't know. Yeah. It's marked as spam.
Listen, man, we'll do anything. $200.
30 minutes. Sandra involved.
Sandra. Okay, did you take the three-wheeler?
I was going to, but also I lived, in the middle of the city at this point. So I was like, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with a three-wheeler, but that just sounds so fun. Like, I traded a three-wheeler for a broken pinball machine. So I was going to do it, and then literally the next day someone came over. They're like, oh, pinball. And I was like, oh, it's broken. He's like, let me try it. And then it started working for him. So then I was like, I'll just keep the pinball machine.
Where's it now?
I think it's still in that house to this day. It was like in the old K-Life house or whatever.
Oh, you never owned it.
I never owned it. I inherited the pinball machine.
And you were going to sell it. And you had enough.
Yeah.
Who owned it? I don't know, but I was trying my hardest to get rid of it.
I think if you move into a house and there's a pinball machine waiting on you, that's my pinball machine.
Yeah. So if I'm going to show up in a decade like, is that old pinball machine still clicking around? I donated it to this Christian organization. It's worth $10,000. Some guy gave me a bike with training wheels on it.
Some guy gave me a cotton candy machine and a wooden nickel for it. He said it was worth way more than a nickel.
Yeah.
Here's how I feel. You get the high score, you're a pinball machine now.
I like that rule.
Yeah.
Man, that's great. Pinball machine. You're gonna get. Speaking of, you got yourself a house. You gonna make it a little. You have a fun opportunity. You're a real bachelor guy. Few dudes in there.
Yeah.
You're gonna try to. Or are we going to make an arcade room? We're going to have a gaming room? What's happening?
I thought about arcade room. My favorite arcade game, because I love throwing down on some Dave and Busties. I love adult arcades.
Underrated. But what I'd never been. We did a random night to Dave and Busters. I mean, first of all, you forget. They're like, Thursday night is like $9 for all you can eat and play or something. Yep, you're like, that sounds too good to be true. It is. Well, a lot of people do this deal. It took us 90 minutes to get, you know, they bring you four wings at a time. Like more? I'm like, it'll be 45 minutes from all right, now.
Get the fryer.
And then you go out there like unlimited games. And 80% of the games are like, you can't play this one.
Well, yeah, not this one. Yeah. Obviously.
We still had a good time.
Well, I still love it because all I'm there for is the unlimited, oftentimes free, Dr. Pepper, just all night long. Keep it coming, baby. I'm just arcading and DPing. Anyway, my favorite arcade game, because it meshes athleticism with intellect, is the Kinect 4 Papa Shot game. You ever seen this?
That is fun.
You can imagine it. You just have to shoot in cylinders. Wherever the basketball goes is where your Kinect 4
goes. Yeah, I do understand. Yeah.
So basically, Kinect 4. You want to get four in a row. It's like bingo. Are you with me?
Spell this out for you.
Kinect. Basketball. It's in the name. Kinect.
Shoot them.
Four.
Four at a time.
I don't know if you're getting it.
Dr. Pepper. I remember when I first turned 21, you go to a bar, and it was so fun being 21. We're like, I really want a soda, but do I want to spend $1.50? Like, that's how much that amount of money meant to. And I remember going to bars and just being like, I think I'm good on drinks. Can I get a Coke? Uh-huh. And they just, like, pour it to you. I'm like, what do I owe you?
Yeah, and they're like...
They're like, you're a psychopath. Uh-huh. Like, just take the Coke. I'm like... I can get free soda at bars.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
This is a game changer. I just go to bars and just crush Coca-Cola.
Yeah. I'm still doing it in my 30s, baby. Nice. It's awesome.
Little hack for you.
It's not even like worth your time to pour it. Like, just take it, dude. You're just wasting my time.
This is so weird.
Anyway, so I would love to. I looked into one, the cost of Kinect 4 basketball. It costs about 10 grand to get it wholesale. But two, my basement doesn't have high enough ceilings to really get down on any kind of arcade like that. So the only fun arcade game I could think of that would be low enough would be Skee Ball. Which, look,
Skee Ball.
I could look to improve on Skee Ball. Skee Ball is one of those games you get to it, you're like, I should be better at this.
How much does that cost?
I don't know how much Skee Ball costs.
You put Skee Ball in your basement?
Look, I'm just brainstorming.
The thing is like 30 feet long.
What? It's not 30 feet long.
20 feet.
No.
Skee Ball? Are you 20 thinking... feet, absolutely.
That's 20 feet long?
Yes.
What am I imagining? Am I thinking of like a Chuck E. Cheese one or something, maybe?
Skee Ball, where it's like bowling up into the holes.
Yeah.
20 feet, absolutely.
Here's what I will say. You need to come over because my basement, I mean, not in like a braggy way, but it's like...
Sure, it's sizable, but I don't even... Just the delivering a Skee Ball thing in there, it'd be the... I've never... Like, you see these mansions and stuff, like, they have the classic... What were you... It's like curling in bars. Or
oh, whatever. Shuffleboard.
They'll have, like, shuffleboard. They'll have, you know, ping pong table, maybe some arcade games, Papa Shot. Skee Ball is a new one. That is awesome.
All right, let me try.
Skee Ball's kind of fun.
Find the size of this. Do you find the size,
Derek?
Yeah,
like 13, 15 feet long.
See?
Okay.
See?
Wow.
13, okay. 15 feet, Derek said.
15. What would you have guessed? 10?
I was probably going to guess like 12 or so, probably.
Okay, you win.
I don't know. Either way, I haven't bought Skee Ball, everyone, all right? It was just an option. But what I have bought is like 15-foot putting green. Hasn't come in yet, but excited That's about fun. That. We have... Two 75-inch TVs down there right next to each other because of an unfortunate incident with my roommate. My roommate, Leonardo DiCaprio. We need to talk about that after the break. You remember that from last week? Sorry, I just heard it all this at once.
Yeah.
I'm having a conniption.
My new roommate, Leo, did not like. I didn't. I only watched half of Don't Look Up.
Sorry.
Word from our friends. Thanks for supporting us. Be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
And very special guest, come on in, Leo.
I spoke in a lot of sentence fragments there, so I don't know if you really
caught Leonardo DiCaprio.
What I said. Well, yeah, whatever. We'll get back to the basement later. I forgot that last week I teased that my roommate had this encounter with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Can I send it to you and then you put it on the TV?
Absolutely.
So while this is all happening, I'll kind of explain the situation. All right, I just texted it to you. So, oh my gosh.
Oh,
okay.
Got to lock down.
Everything's
it's chaos.
Broken.
It's chaos.
All right, Trey's got a few things to work on. Let me set the scene here. All right, so this past summer, my roommate was in Tulsa visiting a friend, and I guess his friend lives in a really nice area. They had someone come in to fix their Wi-Fi, and this Wi-Fi guy, which for some reason this just feels stereotypical. I don't know people who install Wi-Fi, but it feels like he was like, "You guys are never going to believe this." He goes, "I just signed an NDA, and guess what?" So just immediately...
Don't tell me. Do not tell me.
I just had to sign the craziest NDA. You want to know what it is? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
It's definitely only... it's bad for you if they find out. But
yeah, he's like, "I just got done installing the house behind you guys, and Leonardo DiCaprio is like living there temporarily. That's why I had to sign the NDA." And so my roommate Isaac...
Yeah, they said they'd sue me if I told anyone, not even my own brother. So
they were like...
The first people I saw, you guys.
Complete strangers.
I'm telling.
I had to tell you because you can, you know, in, you know, do the most harm to him.
Yeah.
My brother can do anything.
Not that house. That one right there. Yeah.
I didn't tell my parents who live across the country somewhere else. I told the people who lived closest to him.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, Isaac's like, "I think I believe him, but obviously I want to see..." And so they like look through the fence during the day. There's a pool back there. They're pretty sure they see Leo and Robert De Niro. He's like texting me. I'm like, "I don't believe you. I need to see proof." So later that night, he like goes to the back of the fence where the property like kind of meets. And what you're about to see is a video of him looking into Leonardo DiCaprio's living room, which has like all glass door, like windows. He's like super zoomed in through his fence. And like, it's definitely, it's awesome.
Okay, here we go. 12 second video, boom.
Isn't that awesome?
That's terrifying, dude. Wait, how's the audio so good? Is he in the house?
I don't know. I don't know how the audio is so great. Because they're watching college, like...
They're watching basketball.
College basketball.
He's hanging out with several people, and he turns to grab his drink, and he makes a face, and he literally just points right at the camera, and you see the camera go... and just cut off.
That's
he's
clear, like,
and the video ends like that. He's in a bush. Yeah, you could hear it clear as day.
And it's like, it's definitely him.
So
like
the window's just open?
I don't know.
Imagine having the Wi-Fi installed. The guy signs an NDA, and within 10 minutes, someone's in your house.
Some kid's
spying on you. You're like, "Well, jeez, thanks a lot, AT&T U-verse."
I'm so glad we got your raw reaction. I was like, I do not want you to see this beforehand.
Look right here. Look at this. This is so funny.
Little
head tilt.
It's like a dog heard a weird sound.
He looks, you see, he sees it, and then he goes, "What?" The eyebrows furrow. And he just does like an evil
point. What you'll notice is the legs of the 16-year-old in the foreground, more than likely, also yeah. kind of in the way.
Very female legs hiked up. Who in the world is that?
Just kidding. She's probably not 16. I'm happy you guys are alive. I don't think I've ever noticed that audio before. I'm happy you guys are alive.
Your buddy, I mean, there's like a little bush there. He got as close as he possibly could get.
The finger point.
Okay.
Just points right at him.
So, this is your friend? You know who personally took the video?
Yeah, that's my roommate Isaac. You know Isaac.
Oh, Isaac did that?
Yeah. That's what we've been talking about this whole
what
time.
What was his reaction? Was he scared to death?
Yeah.
And what did he do? He just ran back home and was like, check it out.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
His plan, which is just so dumb, because, you know, he grew up in like a suburban subdivision. You know, people like swim in each other's pools all the time. You know, you come over like, yeah, you splash around in our pool or whatever. Isaac's plan was to play dumb. Act like he doesn't know who's there or whatever. Like, hey, you're just here for the weekend.
How old is he when this is happening? Is this recently?
6 months ago.
Oh, my God.
He's an adult. And his plan was...
Was I not supposed to trespass?
No, he was going to knock on their door. Like, we saw you guys had a pool. Can we swim in it? And then just try to, like, rub elbows with Robert De Niro was his plan.
What are you talking about? I don't know. I can't do De Niro.
You talking to me? So anyway, that's the story from last week that I remembered. Glad I got the video. All that came from me saying we have two gigantic TVs in our basement because my roommate Isaac is an idiot.
He accidentally stole it from Leonardo DiCaprio. I thought this was my TV. By the way, are you Leonardo DiCaprio?
He wasn't there when I grabbed it. I don't know. But yeah, Isaac was in the middle of he was at someone else's house playing real life Fruit Ninja where people were throwing him fruit and he was slicing with a knife and then sliced a TV on accident and it wasn't his TV. So he had to give them a brand new TV and he got to take the scratched one. So now...
But it's like a minimal scratch?
Yeah, it's like from, you know, probably like 4 inches on the side of the TV, like right here. It's like, it works great.
Oh, you like if I came over and watched TV, I wouldn't notice it.
You might notice it after a few minutes. Like, is there something like on the screen?
Well, not that crazy,
but not that crazy.
Okay.
So free TV for me. NFL okay. Sundays are awesome down there.
That's great.
All this to say, putting green coming. In the meantime, I bought an Oculus.
Skee-ball.
It's Skee-ball.
Virtual reality. Leonardo DiCaprio trespasses.
I want to be Leo in virtual reality playing Skee-ball. How about that?
Because that was you said it was in Oklahoma, right? Because where we
Tulsa.
Talked. Tulsa.
Yep.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Scorsese film coming soon.
What's that book about?
It's based on a true story. It's like 100 years ago, Native Americans in Oklahoma. I need to read the book. It's
I thought you did read the book. My bad.
I read the first few chapters and got sidetracked.
I saw a butterfly. Like, I don't know.
Something to do with Native Americans and like a murder mystery. Who killed them? We don't know. Something like that.
Okay. Killers of the Flower Moon. Well, cool. Good for Leo. Don't look up.
Just go. Remember back in the day when you'd go pool hopping because there's nothing better to do in high school. You just hop. You just jump. You trespass onto someone's pool and jump in and hop back out. You'd be like, "Oh, that was awesome."
If you wanted to pool hop in Stratford, you had to have a pretty good mile time because you wouldn't make it to the next pool before sundown.
No, not where I grew up. Find the nearest gated neighborhood on a golf course. You'd hit about 10 or 12 lined up. Boom,
dude,
boom, 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 boom.
Why don't we get a content house on a golf course?
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I don't know why.
We should.
Never thought about this till just now.
We are, Gene Schwartz is growing. We're trying to build out more stuff. I want
bigger shorts
to not work in this house, get somewhere else.
Our buddy Brad has broken a few too many of Trey's vases and belongings, so we got to leave.
Yeah, Brad has spiked a vase. Katie says we're done. So I'm looking. I'm trying. I'm annoyed. Some of these, I found a couple I like, and I text my realtor, like, Johnny, what's this? And he'd be like, oh, that's a development. It'll be done. It'll be ready in 7 months. Then why are they advertising it now? I need it sooner than that.
This is how people felt when they saw your visa ring.
Who tells a realtor, hey, man, I'd like to buy a house that I'd move into in 9 months. Let's get going. No one does that.
I don't think so.
So running a couple of those issues.
Sorry to hear about that. Also, sorry that sorry that Derek and I live like an hour away from each other.
Yeah, that's
just
the biggest
opposite parts of town. That's a bummer.
So, yeah. I don't know. I might prank you. I might buy a house. Just make one of you guys commute an hour and 10 minutes. That's, I don't know. There's no worries, right?
That's what I get. No. Should have bought a house down there.
No, there's a... I've honed in on a nice area that'll be a nice little area north of the river.
North
I think
of
that's
the river.
The spot. It'll be about the same drive for you. What, you're a 30-minute guy right now?
Yeah.
This area would be like 35.
That's fine.
The 25 for Derek. Nice.
That's great.
5 for me. Just kidding. It's like 20 for me.
No, yeah, it's great. I mean, anything, like, once you're, like, between 10 minutes and 45 minutes, it's kind of like, it's a podcast drive. Mm-hmm. It gets categorized in my head as a podcast drive. So
it is.
Yeah.
No, exciting stuff. We appreciate, check out Gene Schwartz Comedy if you haven't.
Yeah, started this little baby about 6 months ago or so, 7 mm-hmm. months ago, and 85,000 subscribers on YouTube. The shorts are growing, baby.
Filling out those shorts. Can I tell you? I want to tell everyone about this. Saturday, I had one of the best days of my adult
one
life.
One of the best dizzays.
Dizzay to the hizzay. You want to hear about it or no? Then we should move on. I had one of the best days ever. Anyway.
Sick.
Anyway.
I'll tell you, Friday night, I'm never doing that again.
I walked in on... Kevin Hart was staying at this Airbnb. I shimmied down the fire escape and asked him, do you have a pool?
Anyway, what's going on with you? Just move on, right? You get to an exciting part of the story.
Saturday.
I just signed an NDA. A
few of my best buds were like, hey, let's hang. Everyone's been gone. I've been gone a lot for tour, then family, Christmas, everything.
Yeah.
We gather together Saturday. I'm a big fan of all day friend hangs. Are you? Well, most friends get together for an evening. I like to hang out from noon to midnight.
Okay.
It's kind of unique to me.
Yeah, 12 to 12.
I made a new friend recently. He's like, why are you asking me to hang out all day long? I've never experienced this. It's a marathon.
And I like to build momentum as the day goes. That's fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
So.
Starts off, you're just watching a game. Next thing you know, wow, we're tickling wolves.
Yeah, we're trespassing. I've gotten very into cooking. The recties know this.
Yes.
I said, hey, few of you dudes come over. There's plenty of sports on today. I'm gonna cook. So I made some fire tacos, birria tacos. Do you know? You ever heard of birria?
Yeah, they have
birria. Where they dunk in that sauce?
Oh.
You don't know.
Nah.
Derek? No.
Derek doesn't know. Yeah.
Lunchables?
Is it like chicken tenders?
So I made those. Delicious. My favorite Oklahoma State Cowboys played basketball at 1 p.m. Won a big game they were not supposed to.
Delicious.
3:30 p.m. Chiefs game. They're winning. The whole game.
Delicious.
I do a DraftKings lineup. Shout out DraftKings. Win that. I win money.
Out of how many people?
11 people. I get one out of 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was expecting more.
No. Don't. Yeah. I mean, don't enter those ones with thousands. You'll never win.
Okay. But you won, and you won quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm. Then I'd won it. I was like, well, let's see if we can double it. So I bet it all in the next game and lost it all.
Great.
Which is...
delicious.
That's what you're supposed to do. And then we go to a local little dive bar we've never been. Shout out PR's Place.
PR's Place.
PR. Lovely guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... everyone in there is Mexican. We walk in. They're like... they're clearly like, first time here? How'd you hear about this? Yeah, but in the best way
primo.
Possible. They were so kind. They offered us like homemade tamales. And we watched the second half of the Chiefs game there.
They're just pulling out stuff from their bag. Just like, here, I brought this from home.
Oh, I was like...
I never go to a bar without it.
We did that, stayed there for hours, finally went back home, ate more food, watched the rest of the football game, called it a day. It's just a terrific
day. Sounds like you've made a lot of new friends recently.
Yep.
Not just the one.
Uh-huh.
A lot of amigos. I mean, it's... what do we want to do with them next? I'd like to meet them. I'd like to be introduced to them.
We should go. Dead serious. Anytime. You're always welcome.
PR's Place.
Seriously.
Sweet.
Good atmosphere. I really want to watch the Chiefs game there.
Really?
It's I mean, they have a huge 75-incher, I'd say.
Scratch or no scratch in it?
No scratch. No scratch.
Right. Okay. That'd be fun.
Uh-huh. A little pool table.
That's a beautiful Saturday.
Yeah. If you pay with card, it takes about 20 minutes for the Wi-Fi to process it. So it's very quaint in that way.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Shout it out. Hole in the wall. You never see it. It has no windows in the place.
Oh.
I've seen it a ton of times. I was scared to go in there.
Yeah. Like what goes on in here? No windows.
But it was just a pleasant little paradise.
Good for you. I'm trying to think if I did anything noteworthy this weekend. Didn't go to any Cafe Gratitudes or anything like that this week.
No vegan foods for you?
No vegan restaurants. Too bad. I went to the Mix.
Did you walk in my house this morning? It reeked of, smelled like a harbor.
It smelled like every character on Most Dangerous Catch.
Yes.
Like whatever one of those
Deadliest
guys.
Deadliest Catch.
There it is. I knew I didn't have it.
We're slowly becoming like our fathers.
What's the name of that program?
What's that show Discovery?
Survivalist?
Scariest Sketch?
What's that? Every week, what do they do that?
It's those felons who get crabs. No, not that one.
No, I don't like that show.
Not that show. That one's blocked. Not real life.
They are bringing Jersey Shore back, though.
They're bringing it back?
Yeah, I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, the cast all finally got out of prison. Time to reboot it.
They're ready. I am becoming bad at that, though. What's the name of that program? Jersey Beach. Shoot, what is it?
Jersey,
sure, why not? Is it something like that? Mm-hmm. I know it's short.
Italian's Gone Wild? What is it? Were you ever a Jersey Shore fan?
No.
It was insane.
Was anybody?
I don't know. Deadliest Catch.
What are we talking about? Oh, the smell of your house.
We cooked fish and...
My goodness.
Katie, we were trying to...
I don't know if you did cook it. Did you cook it?
The only like fresh fish available was cod. And Katie's like, I don't love cod, but that's fine. So we baked it. I mean, it smelled. It was like, this is fine.
And then we threw it around your house.
She's like, yeah, I don't really... Yeah,
put it underneath your couch.
Put it under on his deodorant or something. And Katie's like, yeah, I mean, cod... Well, I tried some. Like, I don't love this. She's like, yeah, cod's... It's a pretty cheap, not good fish. Like, then really? Let's not buy it again.
We're trying to have, like, a nice meal.
Oh.
So.
It was... Felt like I was on Fear Factor eating it.
Put on a Joe Rogan podcast just to complete the...
If you guys went on Fear Factor, would you rather eat...
Anything but snakes.
Would you rather eat five crickets or a cup of mayonnaise?
That's a good one, actually. I thought it was going to be grosser than that. It's just, they're both mildly gross. I choose the five crickets, I think. Do I have any kind of sauce or seasoning?
What's the food that scares you both the most?
Scares me?
Salad?
Derek says salad.
Salad. Sir, you have to eat this artisan Caesar kale for this man.
Oh, get it away.
I'm retching.
I'll go in the snake pit.
What's your scariest food?
Scariest food? You know what sucks? Is deviled eggs.
More than like hard-boiled eggs?
Probably.
Have you had either?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time. Eggs are just like my least favorite food, so I just kind of stay away from them. But I had a deviled egg a couple years ago.
Deviled's got some flavor to it.
Well, it's got the word devil in it, too. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's scary, it's Trey.
Pure man.
Yeah. No, anything egg, like just an egg, just doesn't taste good to me. Like, I'm not really scared of it. I just
scared
rather
of
not
eggs.
Eat it. Skeggs.
Scared of eggs.
I would eat anything
out,
before I got...
He gets very nervous on women. It's the eggs.
It must be the eggs. When a woman is ovulating, I just... I have a conniption.
Yeah.
I can't speak.
He really trembles. It's amazing. He can just sense it. Which he's ovulating.
Yeah. I'm like an airport dog. Don't even walk around in front of me. I'll start yapping at you. I can tell. Like, yep. Yep. The egg is trying to be fertilized.
Yeah. Try back in a couple of days. He doesn't respond well to this.
I'm sorry about my friend.
You ever had caviar? Those are eggs.
Not in the same way, though. Those aren't chicken eggs.
Any other eggs we eat? No.
Not that I know of. What's the placenta?
I've yet to figure that out.
Yeah, I know. What would you have to order at Cafe Gratitude to get the placenta? I am progressive.
Yeah. I am open-minded.
Anyway.
I am delusional.
Haven't had much healthy foods lately. No vegan. No nut cheese this week, which is a bummer.
That's too bad.
A lot of recties DMing me different things about last week. Just people DMing me about basil. My bagel mishap. What does basil come from? Because that was a pretty stupid question, as it turns out. A lot of people DM me about nut cheese.
Yeah, I forgot we asked what basil, where's basil from?
CEO, Amazon.
Okay. We're going to just check the perimeter for eggs real quick. We'll be right back. Wait, your iWatch just told you to stand?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
Do you ever obey it?
It's kind of hard not to sometimes. If I'm just sitting on the couch doing nothing, it's like, well, what you might as well.
Do you think an iWatch user...
Love that you called it an iWatch.
Apple Watch. Was it ever called iWatch?
Maybe to people 60 and older. You're a little out of touch.
Was it ever called iWatch?
I don't think so.
Okay. Apple Watch. Do you think it's ever said that while someone was kneeling for the anthem? And they sue Apple.
Don't you think it's time to stand?
Yeah. Excuse you?
It's like if you scroll down, it said time to stand up for what's right.
And then you're like, wait a second.
Oh, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Do you want me to close my rings or not?
Stand. Yeah, it just says time to stand up for yourself.
For for you and yours. Okay. Yeah.
You just warning, ovulating nearby. So you actually do. That'll fade. Like, I put the, 30-minute limit on my TikTok, and you do it for a while, and then you say, 15 more minutes, and finally, you just see it once, you just go ignore it for the day. You ever put those on yours?
No, because I know I'm not disciplined enough to honor them.
You knew they went through those tests, and, everyone will just do this. What if you set it up a way where, this truly locks you out of it where you can't access it again?
No one would do it.
Of course they wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Dadgummit. Humans are weak. Sometimes certain humans are scared of bodily processes, and that's fine.
And that doesn't mean you're weak. You're strong.
It doesn't.
You're strong. Well, tell us what Jake should put in his basement. Sounds like a world of fun down there.
It's still got some space. There's an entire section of it that's just being devoted to random crap in my house that I'm selling on Facebook Marketplace.
I'm excited. Ski ball machine. TVs. Do you have any furniture yet?
Yeah,
do you just stand and watch the TVs?
Well, I want to close my rings. No, we have a sectional down there.
Right. With cup holders?
No. That's being delivered upstairs today.
With actually. Cup holders?
Yeah, it's two love seats, recliner love seats next to each other with a console in the middle.
And cup holders.
Yes,
dude. That's how you know dudes live there.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I'm just every time I'm going to be sitting here, I'm going to have a drink.
Electric. That feels like they always come with those.
I'm trying to think. I got to choose whether...
Is it a recliner, though?
Yeah, it was a recliner.
Dual recliner.
Dual
with
wielding.
Cup holders?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Center console.
You seem to have some trendy little wimpy recliner up there. Because that's what... I was like, I want a recliner. She's like, we can't... Remember my old recliner in my old house?
Yeah.
It's in storage. I mean, it was lazy boy. That thing was a double wide. I mean...
It was a dad's recliner.
Yeah, 400-pound man could sit there comfortably. Now I have these little dinky things.
So, wait, hold on. Talk to me about storage. You and Katie have a lot of, nice things still in storage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things that just, let's say you move houses someday, you'll then take out of storage and use in your house?
I felt like we'd get into real estate in some way, shape, or form. So, we're doing these Airbnbs, I could use it, or the content house, throw it in there. So,
okay.
It's good. It's paid off. It was kind of risky because I've been paying for a storage unit for a year now, 18 months. But it's a lot of furniture. Because when you move houses, so much furniture doesn't fit. We had a little table and chairs that now we needed a rectangle. We had a circle. But now the circle can go in a new house. So
okay,
it's
going
to pay off. Instead of furnishing a new space, we're pretty much good to go. Okay. And the huge love sack beanbags are in there. Which Katie said, we're not, this isn't a play place. But
new house, content house on the golf course, play place. Sweet. I've just been trying to figure out the whole storage game. Because people are building storage units left and right. It seems like the easiest way to make money I've ever seen. So I'm like, who is using these storage places and for how come? All right, those are my questions.
Yeah, I think those are great questions.
They're all influencers who are planning on buying a content house and furnishing it with old furniture.
Yep.
That's why you would buy a storage unit.
Yep.
All right, got it now.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing health-wise? Everyone in the world has COVID right now.
Oh, I'm happy to announce I am immune to COVID.
You and me both. We are the strongest people. It started off as a joke, but it's not a joke anymore. We are surrounded by COVID.
Well, you said you threw up last week.
That was because I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm not allergic to red meat anymore. Give me a grilled cheese with bacon sandwich.
That's fair. My family had it. Katie had it. I had numerous friends with it that I was around. Never felt bad.
Yeah.
Invincible. It is kind of nice. It's nice that I was hitting so hard in these first couple weeks. So now the tour's starting back up. We're all immune. Hopefully a lot of people are getting immune.
Yeah.
And let's do this thing.
Yeah. We're so strong. But yeah, time to stand up.
It's the first time in Katie's and my marriage where she was sick. We've experienced one instance of me being sick. And I've never experienced her being sick.
Wow.
And it wasn't too bad. I was, because she's had moments where she's been really kind of dramatic over small ailments. I was just like,
what's the big one going to be like?
Yeah, I was running a joke. Like, if you're actually sick, like, what are you going to do? but it wasn't, she was fine. She was very, she just chilled. She, I just kind of locked her up in the room and she was on her own. So it was easy for me.
No. She was great. She treated her like a dog.
I had to. You know, when you're married, you like you both kind of do the dishes sometimes. So I had to like do all that for a few days. It's enough to get paper plates back out.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Oh, I mean, and Derek's laughing. He has like 7 kids or something.
Knowing Katie, she probably just wanted to put her feet up and watch some football. You know, I'm sure that's how she recovered. And you're like, great, we can do that.
Fantasy. I'm like, cheer on my fantasy team. I could maybe win.
And she's like, oh,
lost my fantasy championship. Devastating. Dang. All good. I think I already said that. But now our funny thing is she feels good, but she has a little like residual cough.
Okay.
But she does. She likes to, sometimes when she's not paying attention, she'll cough with the tongue out. You ever see people cough with tongue out?
Yeah. My friend's 4-year-old daughter.
Oh, I feel like, it drives me nuts.
Her tongue is out.
And I'm like, I feel like some coughs are believable, right? When it's like a real, it's guttural.
You can hear the phlegm.
But sometimes she'll just go, I'm like, I think you're just, that one what didn't, you don't get to do that one.
Yeah.
Keep the tongue in your mouth. And then she's like, how dare you, I'm coughing. And, you know, she doesn't like when I'm like, you're faking the cough.
That's weird. Sorry she doesn't like that.
I know, she's being ridiculous, right? No, but I'm glad she's feeling better. She wasn't wimpy at all. It was fine.
Good.
She didn't get too sick. But
yeah, I had to throw up in public this week. I was at Topgolf when it happened.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Just over the side, or
I figure that's what the nets are for. It's kind of like a great,
you see this
they
guy
catch the big stuff
on all fours on the nets. Oh! I'm going to see if I can hit the ball guy.
Drive near me. Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but man, that feeling like the second you're done throwing up, pretty euphoric. Those are the only times in life I ever think maybe I could run a marathon. Like in that moment, I'm like, right now,
you can do anything.
I could pull hop in Stratford. Let me run a marathon.
So it was one of those throw ups where like the second it's over, you're like, oh, I'm cured.
Kinda. Once it's over, it's like, whew, I'm all sweaty. I'm in a public bathroom. This sucks.
You sleep so good.
But I feel good in the moment. But then what I do, we had just gotten to Topgolf. I was the one who drove, me and my friends. I'm like, I don't want to be a party pooper, but like, I want to go home. I have to take you guys all home now.
Yeah.
So I just kind of put up with it and hang out. Well, my friends,
that's such a people pleaser move. You're like, I just hurled in the Topgolf bathroom for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't want to trouble anyone with taking me home.
Yeah, of course not. Like, I know Derek could do the same thing.
Like later on, like, Jake, you weren't your usual self. What was going on? You're like, I puked in the bathroom for 10 minutes. Why didn't you go home? Like, I just didn't. You guys were having fun. And
yeah. I mean, we literally
pooped myself and it's fine.
That's what you wear shorts and sweatpants for. Uh-huh. It's all good. No, but I did feel kind of good once it was done. And then I go back out there trying to be a good sport. And then both my friends are ordering.
You guys having fun? Anyone got Altoids? Or
anyone toothbrush by chance? Boy, my mouth feels rough.
No worries.
It's all good. Both of my friends who I'm there with order just like, I'll take a double cheeseburger. Can we get the fried Mac bites and a couple of beers? And it's just the worst smells to smell right after you've thrown up. Oh gosh, it was awful. So I just kind of
the baked cod.
And I don't actually want to eat the cod. Can you just bring out some uncooked one and just kind of sit it on my lap?
The garbage, yeah. sit it under the chair.
Can
let
you
it cook.
Stuff it down my shirt. Thank you. Wow. Yeah, so I think that made it kind of worse. And
that is, it's a scary moment when you get stranded somewhere sick, can't get home in time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I got to do this week though. I don't know if anyone's ever tried this before. This is my first time doing it. I got 9 hours of sleep 3 nights in a row.
Yeah, you definitely had COVID. How funny. You're like, yeah, I threw up at a Topgolf, and then I slept crazy long hours all week. But,
that's not that long. I made the conscious decision to go to bed early. It was awesome.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, I slept from like 10 to 6:30 last night.
Wait.
Killed it.
Oh, this morning you woke up at 6:30. Wow, good for you. It's hard for me to process that time of day. I was like 6:30 at 9.
Like, you're like, surely it doesn't mean p.m.? I mean, there's no way it means a.m. Yeah.
Well,
how great is that?
Isaac, this has been a big episode for my roommate Isaac. Yesterday, I'm like, dude, where have you been? I haven't seen you. Have you been gone? Your car's here. He's like, no. I went to sleep and I ended up sleeping from 3:30 p.m. He said I ended up sleeping from 3:30 to 9.
3:30 p.m. to 9 p.m.?
Yeah, just in the middle of the day. Like, he's like, yeah, I watched the first round of football, decided to take a nap, woke up at 9 p.m.
Then what did he do?
That's right. He's like, I don't know what to do now.
I mean, you're doing something so wrong if you're just like, let me doze off, and it's 6 hours go by. What? Oh, I have a call here.
That was a fun notification.
Anyone else set 9 reminders for a call so you don't miss it? That's what I have to do.
Really?
I have a call in 30 minutes. I will forget that in the next 10 minutes. And then the other reminder will come in.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Got to have a system. Mm-hmm. Speaking of having a system, we learned that Derek's a psychopath right before we recorded. Actually, I don't know if you're with me on this. This might be just a me thing. I saw Derek put his... Derek's a right-handed guy. I saw him put his phone with his right hand into his left pocket. And so I just go, oh, you a phone and left pocket guy. And he said, I'm still on the fence about which pocket it goes in.
Yeah, just depends.
It just goes in.
And it's just tough because then I always feel both pockets. I don't know which it is.
And he said, my wallet is also currently in my left pocket.
Yeah.
So he chose the pocket that already has a thick wallet in it and then puts his phone in that. Has nothing in his right pocket.
It's in his back left pocket. It goes around his body. He's like, ah, I can barely reach it.
How do you guys do this?
They need a better process for this. Anyone else struggle with getting your phone out of your pocket?
Anyone else got a shoulder problem? You wake up sore from getting your phone out of your pocket too much?
Wait, is this with your phone? Do you do this with everything in life? Like let's say your dinner table with your family. Do you just sit in a different spot one night? Like, I'm going to choose this one. Your family's like, you are a psycho. Do what?
How many times have I left something here?
Every time.
Yeah, it's a problem.
But do you, because I feel like human nature is, it's just weird. Like, Katie and I have our spots on the couch, like at the table. Like, it just happens. Like, do you follow those rules, Derek? Or are you just a wild card where you're like, you really just change the seats?
I'm learning this recently.
That would be, if we like lived together and one night you just sat in my chair, I'd be like, if you don't get on my chair, I'm going to kill you.
Or like, are we breaking up?
Yeah.
What does this mean?
I do sleep on the same side of the bed every night. So.
Okay.
So
okay. That would be, can you imagine your wife's getting ready for bed and you're just on her side. She's like, what are you doing?
You're like, oh, I thought I'd sleep at the foot of the bed tonight.
I don't know. I can't find my phone. So,
foot
of the bed. You just yell the other way.
I think you're gonna curl up.
Babe, why'd you make the bed the wrong way? The sheets are at the head.
Some people are like that though. Like, just people like just don't have systems and they lose things and there's just not like a process for like when I could be like when we are on the road, we're at an Airbnb. Even though I've never been in that building in my life, I will immediately and like subconsciously like establish like this is where my wallet is going to go the whole time I'm here. Oh, yeah. I just establish that without thinking about it. And people like Derek, I think it's like 25% of the population, I think just like would never think about that. Don't even know where their wallet is. Don't know where it's going to go.
Katie, once a day, I'll be like, wait, oh, where's my, oh my gosh, did I, like, we'll get out of an Uber to the airport. She'll be like, he'll drive off and then we'll walk to the airport. She's like, where's my wallet? Yeah, I was like, I don't have your wallet. And she, oh my god! I was like, oh, here it is. She's never once actually lost it.
It's like in the second most popular spot it could ever be.
We'll be like up in the air on a plane. She's like, have you seen my phone? No. Oh my god! She like gets the bag down. She's checking. She's checking. She's
oh, it's in my back
it was
pocket.
In my jacket pocket.
Yeah.
Stop doing this.
Yeah. Just look in like the 5 most popular spots, yes. And then you're allowed to freak out afterwards.
Oh.
Don't just check the first spot and then lose it. That's so funny.
No, I've really mastered like phone, wallet, keys, same place.
Yeah.
I rarely misplace them.
Just why not?
Yeah.
Why not do it that way?
It's nice. It was tough.
Yeah.
It's the one thing. I lost a card once. I was in LA for work and I truly don't know what happened. I think I was like on the phone while I was like ordering at a place, like paid with a card. I just did something wrong and I looked everywhere, I lost my credit card. So you know you cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just little things like however many payments I've set up, like all my utilities, Spotify, whatever. Yeah. They're all hitting me up like, your card is expired. Mm. And I was like, I'll never lose my card. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
So I lost a credit card. I think what I did is I gave it to a like fast food or drive through thing and then never got it back. I think I drove off. And I haven't canceled that credit card because there haven't been any purchases on it. And I don't want to have to re-up, like, I don't have to get a new card for, like, Uber Eats is on that card. And, like, so PayPal is on that card. And,
that's
like,
so funny.
Just, like, half my apps because I have a business card, whatever.
Ronald's got it safe and sound.
Yeah, I trust him.
The funniest, I was with a friend at McDonald's in college. And, you know, right under the drive-thru, there's a little, like, cubby.
The Ronald McDonald.
Like, Ronald McDonald charity.
Yeah.
And the guy handed it back and they fumbled it and it dropped down in there. And the guy working just goes, oh. And my buddy's like, yeah, it went down in there. He's like, hold on. And he ran back and he's like, so I just talked to my manager and yeah, we can't access that.
Oh.
They come like once a week to get it. So like, I think they'll be here in a couple days.
We'll just let you know.
My buddy was just, he's like too nice of a guy. He's just like, all right, no worries. So he just, he like met them there 3 days later and got it out. It was the funniest thing.
Huh. Just that's watching interesting.
That, they both just went dead quiet. Like, oh. Yeah, it did actually fall in there.
I remember one time my dad and I were in the drive-thru. I'm probably like 10 years old at this point. My dad's got the windows down in our minivan. And while we're waiting to pay in the drive-thru, he's playing with a $20 bill. Like it's kind of folded up and he's playing with it in the window slot. Almost like kind of dropping it down but picking it back up. If you can imagine this. And then he like drops it on accident one time and it falls all the way down. And it's just in the door. And that's all the cash he had on him. It didn't have anything else. And so we just drove off. And just when he sold the car, he told him, he's like, and also there's an extra $20 in the door if you can ever get it out, so that's why I charge you an extra $20.
My existence.
Yeah, I was like, that was a pretty dumb thing. Lost a little respect for my dad that day.
Just watching him
just playing with a $20 bill in the window.
So the $20 is gone. I stuffed it down in the window.
Yeah,
why'd you do that? I don't know.
It was fun. It felt fun at the time.
Yeah,
dude, speaking of losing things, like 2 weekends ago our buddy Brad, he texted me and he said, hey, I'm gonna send you some stuff, can you upload this to our Instagram story? I don't have my phone. He's like, I'm texting you from a computer. I was like, yeah, like what happened to your phone? He went to Austin, Texas for a wedding that weekend. He said he left his phone at home, just left it at home.
90 years old.
That's what I said. I was like, you're like someone who keeps it in a Ziploc bag or something. I've never heard of anyone just going without a phone for an entire weekend.
Oh my gosh,
brutal.
That's wild.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
I had a friend who was taking off for like 10 days in Europe, and I got to the airport and they were like, they called a friend and was like, dude, I left my phone, can you get it here? It was like one of those funny, it was like, when's your flight? It's like in 15 minutes. It's like, I live 30 minutes from the airport. So,
so no.
Enjoy Italy with no phone. I think he did like a week and a half in Italy without his phone.
And that's when he discovered the iPad cellular version.
Yeah. I would legit have to go buy an iTouch or something.
Yeah. Or oh, yeah.
I watch. Yeah.
I touch. I call.
If you lost your phone and were overseas with an Apple Watch or an iWatch, could that would function as your phone?
No, I didn't get the cellular.
On Wi-Fi.
On
you could sit there and text people on Wi-Fi. I guess you just use your laptop.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Let's try Europe trip. Europe no phone trip.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Went to Europe with no phone challenge.
good
times.
Good title.
Well, everyone give Leonardo our best.
Yeah.
See him in Oklahoma.
Don't sign an NDA.
Yeah. Doesn't mean anything, I guess.
Yeah, it actually doesn't mean anything.
And get your tickets.
We're back
hitting the road again. We're in Boise tonight. Boise.
This has been episode 314. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening.
I love how my agents did it. They said, like, we're going to save all the northern and northeast cities for February and January. So we'll be there bundled up, ready to bring you comedy.
Bring it something, Chandy Torn.
Thanks for listening. Like you guys.
Like a friend. As a friend.
As a friend.
Yeah.
Later.
See ya. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home,
it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.